turn over a new leaf. So that's what we are going to discuss.
I think it's an appropriate topic
since this is still the beginning of the new year. Turn over a new leaf. It is said that time and tide do not wait for man. They follow their own natural way. Time is always passing by. Things are always changing. But the question is here, should we allow this time to pass by, and should we allow these changes to occur in their own way? Or rather, should we use this passing time to change our life the way we want? Being Buddhists, of course we choose to use this passing time to change our life, to become better human beings, and eventually to become enlightened human beings. So here in this sense, we need to transform, we need to change, we need to start from somewhere. In fact, many human beings, they like to start fresh. They want to change, they want to turn over a new leaf. But eventually they fall back. Sometimes, whenever there is an auspicious day or a time, like a birthday, or Vesak full moon day, or New Year day, people make new aspirations. From this year onward, I want to start practicing meditation. After few days, few weeks, that person will fall back to square one. From this Vesak full moon day onward, I want to be someone who speaks pleasant words. But after some time, he will fall back to square one. On my birthday onward, I want to stop smoking. But after some time, he starts smoking again. In fact, many people want to start over, start afresh, but they fall back to their own old habit. This is still beginning of the new year. And we all know in Singapore, we celebrate New Year in a very grand scale. Whenever New Year comes, we throw away our broken furniture and we get the new ones. We get our new clothes, sometimes paint our house. We do spring cleaning. We throw away the rubbish, tidy up our house. But when you do all these things, how many of you tidy up your mind? Mind is still is a rubbish bin. You forget to clean it. Sometimes some people, even though they throw away those broken furnitures and electrical items, they do not throw away their grudges. They still carry the grudges from year to year. Sometimes even life to life. We still carry on our old negative, destructive habits. Do we need to do that? We need to change. And we need to start fresh. So New Year is a good time again. As I said, in fact, this is a good time to start something fresh. Perhaps maybe you can consider to start something today onward. Maybe someone would like to practice metta meditation for 10 minutes or even 5 minutes. But you need to practice every day. Or if you are not nice to your wife, maybe today onward you think, okay, today onward I'm going to be nice to my wife. I'm going to talk nice to her. Oh, if you are not taking care of your husband well, maybe you can make effort, okay? Today onward, I'm going to take care of my husband well, my children well. If you do not treasure your relationship, treasure your friendship, maybe you can consider again. If you are someone who has got the bad habit of criticizing the others without reasons or as a habit, perhaps maybe you can consider to stop it. If you do not have a habit of speaking politely, pleasantly, and maybe perhaps you can start such a thing from today onward. So there are such wholesome things that you can start. But you may consider to start slowly. No point of keeping lofty aspirations and after a few days that then you give up. Sometimes, suppose if you make aspirations like, from this year onward, I'm going to practice meditation 1 hour. Maybe after 2 days you will give up. But perhaps maybe it is more practical to think, well, I'm going to start practicing meditation 5 minutes. That's possible. Well, I'm going to start chanting just for 5 minutes. Recite only Namo Tassa and Itipiso. Practical, possible. So think of something that you can do, which is practical. So there are 2 ways to do this. Either you try to stop a bad habit that you are having and work on it, or you pick up a good habit that you do not have at the moment. Either one will do. Now, as I said, though some people like to start fresh and they will fall back to square one, to their old habits. Why? According to the Buddha, it is because of lack of 4 things. These are recognized in the teachings of the Buddha as 4 roads to power. 4 roads to power. It means if you develop these 4 things, you will get the power to do what you want. But of course, all these are applied in spiritual sense. No doubt you can use them also in material sense. You can use them to get a better study, success in your business, whatever if you want. But here, of course, we are focusing in this class for our spiritual development. So these are the 4 things Buddha says. If you want to change your life for better, and you need to develop these 4 things. They are known as Chanda, Chitta, Virya, Vimansa. I will explain you in English. Chanda here means will. You must have a strong will to change for better. For example, you decide today onward, I'm going to practice right speech. I'm going to speak politely, pleasantly. And if you fix your mind to do that, then you must have will to do that. This will must be an iron will. The Bodhisattva, before he achieved enlightenment, he sat under the Bodhi tree and he made this strong will. Let the blood and the muscles, the flesh in my body, dry up. I will not get up from this place until I achieve enlightenment. Then he sat and he started his practice. In fact, he got up after being enlightened. Such is the will of the Bodhisattva. So that is what we call iron will Bodhisattva. So you must have such a will in your life if you want to change. Because changing your habit is not, after all, easy. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. So you must have will, Chanda. You must have a strong will. And you must maintain that will, Chanda. Chitta. Next important factor here is your mind. Mind is to be conditioned. Mind is to be conditioned every day. Condition and recondition. How do you do that? You sit somewhere quietly, close your eyes, and recondition your mind. It means if you want to, for example, if you want to stop smoking, you have a habit of smoking, or you have a habit of telling lies, or you have any other negative habit. So what you have to do? You have to sit somewhere and you have to do these two things. What is the benefit that I will get by stopping this bad habit? And what are the unfavorable benefits, the outcome if I were to continue this bad habit? You must consider this very carefully, these two aspects. For example, you can think, if I were to continue smoking, then it will damage my body. It will not be good for my pocket. And it will not be good for the environment. And there are many side effects. You can consider these things. Then of course, if you were to stop it, what are the benefits that you are going to enjoy? You can consider this. Having thought these factors, you recondition your mind. Well, I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm going to stop this. So in this way, you have to recondition your mind. This is called chitta. So again and again, you have to do that. Because there are times you are tempted to carry on your old habit. So when you recondition your mind again and again, every morning, every night, every time you have the temptation, then you are reconditioning your mind. You are focusing well. You are putting your chitta, the mind, forward for that. Or you can go to the temples and, you know, talk to a monk and get more advice or get some spiritual help from a friend. All these are reconditioning your mind. So this is called chitta. Viriya, number 3. Viriya means energy. You must have energy, both physical and mental, to carry on until you achieve the goal. And here is specifically mental energy. We will easily give up. That's the nature of the human being. But if we have energy to strive on, unceasing energy, and then you will carry on until you achieve the goal. So I'm not going to be defeated. I will carry on. I will not give up. I will achieve this. So in this way, you must produce the energy. So how to produce the energy? Again, when you exercise willpower, when you recondition your mind, you will get the energy automatically. You are recharging yourself. So you have to have willpower, then you have to have conditioning mind, then you need to have the energy, viriya. Number 4. Vimansa, investigation. Once in a while, you must sit and ask the questions from yourself. Am I following the right path? Am I progressing? What is my progress? Am I lack in my practice? So related to your focus, related to your target that you made earlier, you must investigate again and again. Am I following the right techniques to get at you my goal? If I'm not, then I must put more effort and follow the path accurately. So in this way, you have to investigate yourself. Self-investigation. Vimansa. Self-investigation. This is very important for you to change. So as long as you have got these 4 things, you can do anything. So what are these 4 things? Willpower. Number 1. Second. Condition in your mind. Number 3, energy. Number 4, self-investigation. So these 4, the Buddha label, 4 roads to power. Here when the Buddha used the word power, what he means? Spiritual power. So any human beings want to be enlightened, you must develop these 4. Any human beings want to be enlightened, you must develop these four. Any human beings who want to achieve either material or spiritual development, you must have these four. Then you will become successful. You must have a willpower. Then you must condition your mind again and again. Then you must have energy. And then you must do the self-investigation. So when you have these four things, of course, you can turn over a new leaf in your life.